Welcome to The Manager's Desk. I'm Brett Gibson. It's Good Friday, and before we get into a special message I have for us today, I wanted to give you a quick update on our friend and manager, Mike Cornell. Well, he is in day three of his knee replacement surgery and recovery, and he says he's doing well. He says his pain level is pretty low most of the time, but mentioned that he's got a bit more pain as he does his exercises, as I'm sure you can imagine. Well, in some other exciting news around the radio station, just in case you missed it, we met our letter month goal yesterday. Woohoo! Our final total was 1,073 letters received. And I just want to take a minute to thank each and every one of you who took the time to write in to us. You know, it's been such a blessing as your incoming station manager, reading each of those letters electronically or handwritten. It's helped me practice reading my cursive again, if nothing else. And you never know, I might just read your letter on a future manager's desk. But thank you so much for all that wrote into us. And you can continue to do that. I'll give you the address coming up here in just a minute. In the meantime, on this Good Friday, let's reflect together on our Lord going to the cross. Not because he had to, but because he chose to. Every stripe, every nail, every moment of darkness was the Son of God bearing the weight of the sin of the world, your sin and mine, so that we would never have to bear it ourselves. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. He cried out, "It is finished," John 19, 30. And at the moment the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom, Matthew 27, 51, heaven breaking open what earthly powers had sealed shut. And as Isaiah the prophet had foretold centuries before, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Isaiah 53:5. Now, I don't know about you, but those passages send chills up my spine each time I read them right around this time. You know, the unbelievable price our Savior paid, yet knowing the rest of the story is the greatest part. Such hope. In just 3 days, he rose again victorious over the power of sin and death for all who simply believe in him. Well, just a note, our offices are closed today in observance of Good Friday. So I hope you have a wonderful resurrection weekend. And if you'd like to write in, you can do that anytime. WRVM, Post Office Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. And if you'd like to send me a special note, you can do that at manager@wrvm.org. Thank you so much for joining me on The Manager's Desk on this Good Friday. I'm Brett Gibson.